Nat King Cole starts off this week's History Speaks podcast from the Montour County Historical Society. I'm your host, Terry Diener. Well, I'm sure summertime conjures up some special memories for many of you. And Sunnybrook Park certainly has been a special part of many people's lives since it opened 91 years ago outside of Danville, Montour County. Maybe it's where some listeners met their first love or sneaked their first kiss, learned how to swim, or just had a great time with friends and family. How many swimming meets and family reunions have been held there in the past 9 decades? I have to thank fellow writer Mary Paladin for some of the information regarding Sunnybrook from an article she wrote back in 2002 from the Iron Heritage Festival Souvenir Program. It was in May of 1927 that excavation began by T.B. Evans and Sons for the 100 by 50-foot pool. The concrete basin was installed by father and son team Charles and Robert Lewis. In July of that year, the grand opening for the pool was held, including diving competitions by Pete Shantz and his troop, and the American Red Cross offered life-saving demonstrations. A daring motorcycle rider showed off his skills by crashing his bike through a flaming fence made of 1-inch board back in 1938. Kids, don't try this at home. Entertainment included the movie nights of the 1940s, thanks to Ed Jenkins. And if you were a basketball player, you were well aware of those Whitey McCloskey basketball camps of the 1960s. Whitey, along with Bob Arndt and Guy Long, ran the 8-week sleepover camp, attracting kids from all over the country. It had some great instructors like legendary basketball coach Bobby Knight and NBA player Matt Gukas. There are many who remember those poolside dances of the 1970s featuring either live bands or just someone spinning the records. Well, even if you weren't a dancer, you enjoyed coming out to listen to the music and to keep an eye on your teenage son or daughter. An infusion of some grant money, some funds from Valley Township and the United Way, breathed new life into Sunnybrook, which was beginning to show its age as it moved forward into the 21st century. And the park continues to move forward, and the improvements continue. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for the pool, which ranges in depth from 3 to 12 feet, or improvements to the bathhouses. The park does its best to present a fresh face when it opens around Memorial Day every summer. In 2016, Eagle Scout Matt Long, then a senior at Danville High, constructed a pavilion next to the playground as part of his Eagle Scout project. Newer playground equipment was added over the past couple of years. A fishing derby in Mahoning Creek, which flows through the park, an Indian powwow, and yes, movie night have helped Sunnybrook Park add to the memories and to Montour County's history. Next week, I'll have more information for you on our speaker series in June. One features David and Ed Thomas from Danville on the telegraph in the Civil War. And a program later in the month with Donna Crone of Elysburg will share the story of Elizabeth Thorne, caretaker of the Evergreen Cemetery at Gettysburg, while her husband Peter was fighting in the Union Army. Don't forget, we are open Sunday afternoons from 2 until 4 at the Montgomery House and Boyd House Museums in Danville, and you will be amazed at the exhibits and artifacts from our past. Montour County Historical Society members and students through 12th grade get in for free. Others are welcome with a $5 donation that gets you into both museums. Until next week on History Speaks, this is Terry Diener, and I end with this quote from author Deb Colettis. Summer, after all, is a time when wonderful things can happen to quiet people. For those few months, you're not required to be who everyone thinks you are, and that cut grass smell in the air and the chance to dive into the deep end of a pool give you a courage you don't have the rest of the year.